Hag flinched as the harvest mouse released his paw and held a long pine splinter in front of his eyes.
Look at that! Size of a blinking cob of firewood!
Jerkin fetched a herbal paste, cleaned Tag's paw and put a light soft bark dressing on it, talking as he worked.
Ah, that must have been some kind of dream, Tag. Can you remember what it was about?
Tag winced as the paste entered his deep splinter wound.
I can only recall fragments. Red warriors, a room with walls of red stone. A mouse warrior carrying a great sword. I think his name is Dana, I'm not sure.
Jerkin tied off the dressing.
Sounded to me like you were dreaming of Red Wall Abbey.
Tag felt his neck fur prickle at the sound of the name.
Red Wall Abbey? What's that and why should I be dreaming of it?
Jerkin's spikes rippled evenly as he shrugged.
Sorry, mate. I can't tell you that. But from what you were shouting, I knew it was something to do with Red Wall Abbey and Martin the Warrior Mouse. I know the place. I was there once.
The otter's eyes went wide with astonishment.
I thought all of this was only some imaginary place in my dreams. But you were there? Tell me about it, Jerkin, please.
Jerkin stroked his cheek spikes.
Ain't much to tell. My old mum and dad took me there for a summer when I was just a little hog. We went to visit some fat old cellar hog, a first cousin of a second brother twice removed, or something like that. I remember, though, 'twas the happiest season of my life. What a wonderful place, Red Wall Abbey. There was mice and squirrels, moles and otters and hedgehogs, just like me and you, mate, all living together there in peace. The victuals, oh, they was better than anything you ever put in your mouth. That warrior mouse you mentioned, his name's not Dana. It's Martin the Warrior. I saw his picture woven on a big tapestry there, and the sword too, hanging on the wall. Martin was one of the creatures who'd helped build Red Wall Abbey long, long ago. They say he's been dead for many seasons, but the spirit of Martin still helps and protects that abbey. Ah, and every beast in it. Red Wall's a very special place, Tag.
The otter was bewildered by his friend's revelations.
But who is Dana?
The hedgehog's brow furrowed.
I don't know. I'm telling you what I recall of Red Wall, but that was a long time ago, mate. I can't remember everything, you know.
Tag clenched his bound paw and stared hard at us.
Sorry, Jerkin, neither can I. That's why I was asking you.
Nimbalo sat looking from one to the other and shaking his head. Tag caught the look of comic amusement on his friend's face.
What's the matter with you, grinning away with a face on you like a mole sitting on a feather?
The harvest mouse rested his chin on one paw.
What a pair, eh? You're telling Jerkin about some old dream you had, and Jerkin's telling you about the place in your dream, a place that he's been to.
Jerkin stared hard at Nimbalo.
So?
Puffing out his little chest, Nimbalo roared.
So why don't you tell Tag where the place, this Red Wall Abbey, is, eh? Then he can go and see for himself.
It struck Tag like a hammer blow.
Right! Tell us where Red Wall is, mate.
The dillypin chief gnawed thoughtfully on a face spike.
If I can remember.
This ends Disc 7.